Upstream.
That's right, it is time for Swimming Upstream, a time of the week where we take a look at some of the most bingeable streaming content available to us across the plethora of streaming services that we have at our very fingertips. We're joined in studio right now by our swimmer extraordinaire, our king swimmer. I don't know. Sam Mitchell, wonderful producer, is in the studio. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Jess.
We're going to work on that title. I'm not going to try and pluck one out of the obscurity of my brain next time.
Yeah, I'm just the streaming extraordinaire.
Streaming expert. Now, what have we got for this week?
This week, I think things are a little bit different.
Okay.
I usually try to pick a show that kind of actively encourages binge watching, like you watch it all in one
sitting. Yeah.
This show is a bit different. You'll see one episode of this show and you'll be utterly spent. It's definitely like, okay, take your time with it.
All right.
It is called Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's a big title, and it's an American series on Netflix. It's based on a series of novels by Douglas Adams.
Okay.
Who wrote Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Oh, cool. All right. Okay, so we're I can understand maybe why we'll be a little bit spent after watching it.
Definitely.
Okay. I'm a little bit spent after listening to the title. What have we got? So what's it about?
It's about... first of all, I just want to say it has Elijah Wood in it because, I just love that actor. I've loved everything he's been in for some reason.
Yeah.
He's a really underrated actor.
He's a wonderful, wonderful actor. Very interesting looking fellow too, I think.
Yeah.
He's got beautiful eyes.
You can never really disassociate Frodo from him, unfortunately.
No, it's just a little box that he's going to have to sit in for the rest of his life. But okay because he's done a great show.
Yeah, he has. He stars as Todd.
Uh-huh.
He's a bellhop who's struggling to make ends meet.
Sure.
Until one day he discovers a bunch of dead bodies murdered in inexplicably weird ways in a hotel room.
As you do.
In the space of 48 hours, he becomes like a homeless murder suspect with this detective, Dirk Gently, basically stalking him and trying to get his help on the case.
Wow.
It's really weird. Samuel Barnett, a British actor, plays Dirk, and he does an incredible job as well.
Okay.
He's quite British.
He's very British. But, okay.
Yeah, I don't know if that's racist. But, you know someone who's very British. Very happy-go-lucky.
Okay.
At the same time, super into conspiracy theories.
Okay.
And the idea that like every crime in the world is connected somehow.
Sure.
Of course, as the series goes on, he slowly starts making more sense. But jumping into it, it's a bit much to take in.
It feels like it's a very slow process until he starts making sense.
It's slow. It's a mystery series for sure, but not like a whodunit. More like a what on earth am I looking at all times.
Okay.
It's also a crazy quarter of genres as well. It has some sci-fi elements to it as well, which is nuts. That slowly becomes more prevalent.
Okay.
And it has a sense of humor which is very similar to Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Excellent.
And it gets pretty violent at times, as you can tell. And to top it all off, it has a lot of interconnected characters that they'll randomly cut to every now and then.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it almost makes you dizzy, like keeping up with it all at first.
This is like the first season of Game of Thrones where there's too much happening. You don't know how everyone's connected.
Yeah.
Yep, okay.
Except it's just that feeling constantly. It doesn't... Well, I guess it gets a little better.
I feel like that it adds to it though, because when you have that sense of confusion, it often mirrors the sense of confusion of a character.
Yeah.
Who's also very like... I don't know, scatterbrained almost.
It definitely feels like you get in his head. Like there's a lot of sympathy for the Elijah Wood character because he has no idea what is going on at all times. Does a very good job of conveying that. And everything else in the show, beside the story, it's done in a slightly off way as well.
Okay.
It sounds like the music has like dog barks in it for some reason.
Sure.
But it ends up sounding really cool.
Okay.
You have to take my word for that one.
Okay.
And there's some really, really cool cinematography too. Some really... striking images, I guess.
Pretty to watch.
Very pretty to watch.
Okay.
So the show is different, but it also takes itself pretty seriously, which is another thing I like about it.
Mm-hmm.
As I said, it's really easy to root for Elijah Wood's character. Instead, most of the jokes are at Dirk Gently's expense, and he just takes it like a champ anyway. He's that kind of guy. And all the characters have their own history. Some have a history with mental illness, which is an interesting route.
Yeah.
Further down the track, there's LGBT representation as well.
Amazing.
It's a very thoughtful show. It has everything.
Love it.
Honestly, it's the opposite of Seinfeld. It's a show about everything. That was a joke.
I don't know Seinfeld.
You don't know
Seinfeld.
They say Seinfeld's a show about nothing, so I'm saying this is a show about everything. I'm sure the listeners got that one, but
I never watched Seinfeld.
You left me hanging.
Sorry.
I'm just like, that's the part where you laughed.
I'm sorry. Okay, hold on.
It's okay.
There we go.
Oh, very good. Thank you, Jess.
All right. So, how many seasons have we got?
Two.
Wonderful.
Two seasons. It actually got cancelled late last year.
Oh no!
But it had a massive cult following, and there was a petition to keep the series going. It currently has over 100,000. Signatures.
People want this to keep going.
They want it to keep going. I think they said it did like wrap up pretty well. I didn't see the last episode yet, but
okay.
it is a good ending, but, you know, there's always more to be done with Dirk Gently.
Of course.
So maybe you can expect more in the distant future.
I like this.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is very different, as you said, because this is something you can watch in parts. You don't binge watch this one. Your head will spin if you binge watch this one.
Exactly.
Unless you're really in for a trip, and then you can binge watch it. And then you can try and do it all in one go. I like the idea of this one.
Me too.
I like the idea of this one because it seems like a thinker that you can really get lost in for a little while.
Yeah, there are definitely some series like that on Netflix, but nothing quite to the extent that Dirk Gently does it.
Okay, so it's on Netflix.
Dirk Gently's Holistic... just search up Dirk Gently. You don't have to say the whole thing.
Dirk Gently's Holistic Detective Agency, streaming now on Netflix. Now, before we get out of here, I want to say something really quickly about a series that I binge-watched yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
It's been very popular. It's on Nine Now, binge-watching on playback. It's Blue Planet 2, David Attenborough's latest.
Oh, yeah, I love that.
Oh, my God.
Not enough people are watching it.
No, I don't think so either. It is a fantastic series. Blue Planet was, of course, award-winning, incredible, critically acclaimed for its time, and now he's come back and he's made a second series. This series inspired the Queen to get rid of all like plastic items in like Buckingham Palace, Kensington Palace, all of the royal situation.
I had not heard of that.
Yeah, so she watched the show and went, right, that's it, enough. No more! Because there is quite an environmental bent to it. But the good thing about this at the moment is that they recently aired the last episode. So it's been like weekly installments up until now. And I've saved them all. I watched the first one and then I saved them all. There's seven.
Oh, wow.
And it is just the most incredible thing to binge watch.
I don't know how they get these images. It's insane.
Oh, my God. I'm such a nature nerd. I love it so much. I was that kid that if I had the chance, the minute we got Foxtel when I was a kid, I was like seven, and I would sit and watch Animal Planet all day. Dora, don't want Powerpuff Girls. I was like an Animal Planet kid, and I knew like every species of big cat in the savannah. Like, I'm the biggest animal nerd, and I love it. So this series for me was incredible, and there's just the most phenomenal footage. How they shoot these things. They've got a lot this season. There was a huge focus because I think of, the last episode's all about how they filmed it and different bits and pieces and actually talking to the people behind the camera as well.
I love how they do that, yeah.
Amazing. So there was a whole project in Norway, I think, looking at fishing and looking at orcas. Mm-hmm. And they were, which are one of my favorite sea animals. I love orcas. Mm-hmm. And they attached like suction cup GoPros to the backs of these orcas so that you could get footage, like point of view footage of them swimming. It was all for scientific purposes, looking at the amount of fish they eat and the way that they hunt and how they kind of stun herring in big groups. And it was really, really interesting in that respect. But the actual footage is just phenomenal. Looking at sounds in the ocean, looking at all of the environmental impacts that humans are having on the ocean. Every episode kind of ended with, you know, this is this beautiful thing that we've just showed you. Every episode focuses on something different, like reefs or sea forests or the deep ocean, which is horrifying and scary.
I actually watched that episode. That's God.
Terrifying, awful. Right? There's sharks with they're crazy. But, and it always ends with, and this is how humans are ruining it.
Yeah, it always ends on a sour note.
Yeah, it always ends on that note where you're like, wow, I went out, I got rid of all the plastic straws in my house and bought metal ones. I've tried to stop using plastic bags at Woolies.
They're
just
cups.
Little things that I've got my water bottle, my steel water bottle here instead of using plastic ones. I've got a keep cup. You try and make these little changes. It'll definitely inspire you. Over the long weekend, this is the time too, where you've got the time, you're sitting at home, you're doing nothing, you're eating chocolate. You know, let's be real, no one's doing anything too extravagant today in terms of like actual effort being put into life.
Probably not.
Except for my mother, who's decided that Easter is going to be the biggest thing on the world and is cooking up a storm to feed 800 people when there are six of us in our family. But that's okay. So I think Blue Planet 2 is an incredible watch for your sugar coma this afternoon, because if nothing else, you can appreciate the footage.
Yeah, it's perfect.
It is perfect. There we go. That one, it's streaming on Nine now. We have Dirk Gently.
Dirk Gently.
Dirk Gently on Netflix. We'll pop some links on the podcast at the end of the show. Hey, Sam, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Jess.